BIS here on voting changes for ICE reforms, shouldn't require IDs most, if not virtually all don't have. By Ian Hanchett on February 7, 2026. On Friday's broadcast of CNN News Central, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, D, responded to a question on if he thinks Democrats should consider a version of the SAVE Act to negotiate ICE changes by stating that we shouldn't be putting new policies or new requirements on the American people if most, if not virtually all of the American people don't already have the types of documents or IDs that would otherwise satisfy it. Co-host Boris Sanchez asked, when it comes to voter ID measures in your home state, you have spoken out against them, polling shows that it is a popular proposal, even among members of your party. Do you think Democrats should consider supporting at least some version of the SAVE Act in order to negotiate changes to ICE policy in this week or so that they have left to litigate DHS funding? Beshear answered, well, I think that voting rules should be reasonable. They should be reasonable because people shouldn't have to go through a ton of different steps just to exercise their most fundamental right. We shouldn't be putting new policies or new requirements on the American people if most, if not virtually all of the American people don't already have the types of documents or IDs that would otherwise satisfy it. We've got to make sure that while we want to make sure our voting system is safe and that there is not fraud, that we are not putting different policies in place that would push people away from the ballot box. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.